Cove? Yes, okay. So I'd like to call item, public hearing item number 4, order number R1-2007-0009, to consider whether to affirm, reject, or modify a complaint for administrative civil liability issued on August 22, 2006 for mandatory minimum penalties for violators of waste discharge requirements orders number 98-50 and R1-2003-0044 to Humboldt County Resort Improvement District Number 1, parentheses, Shelter Cove Wastewater Treatment Facility, Humboldt County. Are there members from the district that are in the audience? Okay. We will then need to, I believe, swear in the enforcement team members. Do you promise to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. The record should reflect they're duly sworn. And please begin with your presentation.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'm Tom Dunbar, staff engineer representing the enforcement team. Kim Niemeyer is staff counsel, also representing the enforcement team. And Luis Rivera is assistant executive officer on the enforcement team. This is a consent enforcement item. I have two slides to show you, just so you become familiar with another facility in our region, another community in our region, another small community. The Shelter Cove had some effluent violations over the years. We issued a mandatory minimum penalty August 22, and they proposed a compliance project. They offered to pay $3,000 to cover staff costs, and to date our staff costs amount to $5,800. I was at the Cove yesterday on the way up here, took a look at the facility for the first time for me, and they told me that they had already completed the compliance project, which is to do some infiltration, inflow investigation, find out where it's coming from, and repair it. You can see that their violations are primarily for percent removal of suspended solids. They have many miles of collection system in the hills, and it had a lot of, it was constructed in 1965, and it was largely unused. They had a lot of infiltration inflow and the concentration of organics coming into the plant was very low, so they couldn't meet 85% removal. Over the past 8 years, they have been working on infiltration inflow. They said they've spent $650,000 over that period of time. Their compliance project that they just completed was for it went a little above $65,000. That's what they had proposed. They found some more leaks than they had expected to find in a particular segment of line they were working on. So essentially, this project is already completed, and I just it's a formality to go through and approve this, take public comment, and accept the settlement of the enforcement order. But let me first show you. This is Shelter Cove. If you haven't been there, it's a headland, not unlike the Mendocino headlands. You might have seen that. There's an airstrip, and the community of Shelter Cove goes way up the hills, a very steep portion. There were 4,400 lots approved by subdivision in about 1965. About 1,400 of those lots are located in the gentler sloping area and on the flat area of the headlands. And 1,400 of those 104,000 lots have access to this wastewater treatment system. The other 3,000 lots are located on steep hillsides above and must install on-site systems. So most of those upper lots have not been developed and may not be developed in the future. Also, I was told yesterday that the water system, which I don't have a photo of the whole drainage, but off to the left, which is north of the development area, is Telegraph Creek, and it's a small coastal drainage. When the subdivision was approved, the water supply for these 4,400 lots was to come out of Telegraph Creek. They estimate that there really is a volume that will serve only 1,000 of those lots. And at the present time, there are 500 lots that have been built on. So there are 500 homes out of a potential 4,400, and they only have water to serve an additional 500 for a total of 1,000. The original wastewater treatment plant, and I'm going to move to the next slide, it was built where this gray area was. The original wastewater treatment facility built here in 1965 did not have capacity to serve the 1,400 lots that were going to ultimately be connected to it. And it had some other issues. Being built in 1965 over a 30-year period deteriorated in the coastal environment. And in 1997, the district built a new facility. Some of it was with low-interest loans. A lot of it came from the district. But the new treatment facility is located here. And it has a dual system, just like Redway's. You saw the above-ground concrete racetrack, oxidation ditch. They have a dual system. And they made it that way so that if something happened with one, they could take it out of service, use the other, maintain it, put it back in service. Everything is dual. One thing that they did, there's a golf course that goes all the way around the airport, nine-hole golf course. There isn't enough water in Telegraph Creek to water the golf course. So in this new treatment system, they built sand filtration, and they meet Title 22 regulations for recycled water on golf courses. They have a storage pond on the golf course, and all summer long they discharge into the storage pond and irrigate on the golf course. And they're in compliance with those regulations. They discharge to the ocean through the original outfall during the winter months. Now, the original wastewater plant was here, and there's an outfall that goes out over the rocks and down into the ocean and the surf zone. They're still using that same outfall. There's a little creek that comes through here, but that they're not discharging to the creek. At some time in the fairly near future, in a year and a half, their permit is going to expire, and it'll be back before you. And one of the issues probably will be the discharge at this location, because the nearshore waters of the ocean in this whole Shelter Cove area are designated as an area of special biological significance, which in the most recent revision of the ASBS policy, it was renamed to a state water quality protection area, and discharges into SQPAs or whatever it is now are prohibited. And at the time that we permitted this facility in the 70s, they did an investigation of impacts to the ASBS and alternatives to an ocean discharge. They got an exemption from the ASBS policy, and it'll be another issue that probably will be back before you in about a year and a half, maybe two. But at this point, that's the district, what's going on. It's a new facility. It's great. I wore my white gloves and went over everything, and they came back white, and we're really happy with them. And they're financially solvent. They were telling me that connection fees, they charge a connection fee for sewer, a connection fee for water, and a connection fee for electricity. And although those fees are a little low, they don't feel they're too low. They're $18,000. So they're getting everything, and they're in a big building boom right now. They've already connected 30 homes in the first 3 months of this year. They connected 50 last year and 40 the year before. So of the 500 homes there, they've connected about 80 of them, 90 of them in the last 2 years, with more to come. So they're getting money from connection fees. I don't remember what he said they charged. I think he said they charged about $25 a month for sewer, somewhere in that ballpark. And they're doing very well. So that's my presentation.
Do board members have any question on the enforcement team? Does the advisory staff have any questions? Okay, then, is anyone from the public here to speak on this issue? Then I'm going to close the public hearing and take it back for deliberations by the board.
We'll give you a motion to accept.
I'll second.
Is there any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Abstentions. The motion carries. Thank you. This takes us, I believe, to item 3, and we have